This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Praying Through a Pandemic by Rachel Ryan. Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus' disciples asked this 2,000 years ago. I'm asking it now. Now, as I drive to an appointment and shake my head in wonder at the devastation left behind after an EF4 tornado tore through our community a little more than 2 weeks ago. Now, as I watch the news and try to fathom how more people have died in Italy than in the entire nation of China. Now, as I see toiletries and canned foods disappearing from grocery store shelves, as friends are being tested for COVID-19, and as families in my community and all around this globe are struggling to pay their bills. Lord, teach us to pray. I started a teaching job this semester, and boy, will this be a first semester I'll never forget. Teachers and students have been asking about end of course testing and graduation dates, little things no one expected to be impacted by a global pandemic. Bigger questions, of course, have to do with fatality rates and hospital equipment. And through it all, we're learning how to remain flexible. It may be another week or another month. We just don't know. In the waiting period, we have so many questions. We're looking for ways we can protect ourselves and our families, as well as ways we can help others. Lord, teach us to pray. In Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Jesus says, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I've clung to this prayer many times over the last several months as I faced the stress of a career change, moving into a new house, and attending graduate school on weekends, not to mention the regular life stuff that just happens regardless. I've hit one of the most stressful periods in my life so far, and I've also hit, for various reasons, the severest depression I've experienced in my life so far. And all this occurred before the tornado or COVID-19. Some days, I've had no words. Not for myself, not for anybody. So I've clung to Jesus' prayer. Maybe this is a season like that for you too. What do we pray for when we don't understand what's happening? What words do we use when all we feel is anxiety and fear, yet we know we should be feeling God's perfect peace? Start by praying the Lord's Prayer. Let the words remind you that God is still in heaven and He is still in charge. Let the words remind you that His kingdom, the church, has come and is here, and better still, is here to help you through the stress, fear, and depression. Let the words remind you that no one and nothing, no matter how novel or severe, can sabotage His good, unchanging will. He is our provider when the store shelves are empty, and He forgives us when we cling to anxiety instead of His peace. God will deliver you through every unknown. He cares for you through every struggle, and He listens to you with every prayer. When you have no words, you are not out of options. Cling to Jesus' prayer. It is powerful. Call to action. Prayer is our ticket to peace in this time of crisis. In addition to the Lord's Prayer, here are some other ways we can pray through the coronavirus pandemic. We can pray for the safety and health, physical, mental, and spiritual, of ourselves, our loved ones, and our community. We can pray for patience as we all figure out new rhythms, routines, and homeschooling schedules. We can pray for wisdom and protection for doctors, nurses, first responders, and other healthcare workers. We can pray for wisdom and direction for our nation's leaders. We can pray for pastors and church leaders that they would stay the course in the work God has called them to do and continue to spread the good news to a world that so desperately needs it. We can pray for small business owners and others in financial hardship. We can pray for God's protection over the elderly, immunosuppressed, and those with underlying medical conditions who are at greater risk of complications from COVID-19. And we can pray for God to show us ways we can help and be a light for Jesus, whether that's through giving blood, picking up prescriptions for an elderly neighbor, making cards for nursing home residents and others in isolation, or by prayer. Our prayers are powerful and point to a God who is the source of hope and joy in the midst of uncertainty and hardship. One simple way that my family has helped spread the love of Christ is by leaving encouraging Bible verses and pictures in sidewalk chalk on our driveway, such as Joshua 1:9. As people walk by each day, we pray that they will be strengthened and filled with a sense of peace that only our God can provide. About the author. Rachel Ryan is a former stay-at-home mom and freelance writer. She now teaches English at a public high school in Wilson County, Tennessee, where she and her daughter live. Rachel enjoys reading spiritual nonfiction, eating dark chocolate, and taking walks with her daughter, Olivia, and their two dogs, Ridley and Bella. After she adjusts to her first year of teaching, she'll pick back up on her blog, ahopefulword.com. That's ahopefulword.com. You can also connect with Rachel on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you.